Keith Murphy.
This is your time.
Andy fails.
Whoa, I don't play defense.
It's the Murph and Andy Show, powered by AD.
Just a bit outside.
On 1460 KXNO.
Hour number two of the Murph and Andy Show on a Tuesday, right here on 1460 KXNO. Glad to have you with us. The chip challenge is over, and the winner was...
I think we like the Flamin' Hot Dill Pickle.
Of course we like Flamin' Hot Dill Pickle. Andy Fails, Keith Murphy, Andrew Downs now with Trending Iowa.
Trending Iowa, powered by Carl Chevrolet Commercial Sales, home of Central Iowa's largest commercial selection. Visit them today at The Rock.
Trending Iowa, the NCAA released the top 16 seeds for the women's tournament, and both Iowa and Iowa State are included. The Hawkeyes are a 2 seed, the Cyclones a 4. If those hold, both Iowa and Iowa State would host first round games in 2 weeks. Both teams are 2 seeds in their respective conference tournaments, which begin this weekend.
Yeah, that gives you a good shot to get to the Sweet 16. You get in there Win a couple of games. It does feel differently, and we've seen Iowa State go to the Elite Eight. I think you covered that.
It was right before I got here.
Okay, right along that time.
So yeah, you go to several Sweet 16s.
Right, and it does feel a little different going into the tournament because you just year after year after year you see. The final four is 1 seeds and 1 and 2 seeds, but it's still a great season if you can get to the Sweet 16. These two teams should have a shot, and then Drake. What you want to see from Drake is winning a game in the tournament because last year
usually gets such a lousy seed, and then the problem with the women's tournament is they'll get a lousy seed, which not only is a low seed, but they'll have to travel to Kansas State and play. You know, Kansas State in Manhattan or something.
Right, that seed seemed so low last year based on the qualifications, but that is where we sometimes might forget the regard that conference strength has for how these things are decided.
Yeah, I mean, they'll just have an impossible kind of challenge where they have to go and beat a team in its home building that's seated much higher. And it seems like it's not a fitting end to the season that they've put together, but that's why they stacked that non-conference schedule and why they needed to win those big non-conference games, and they kind of didn't.
Drake will hold a conference championship net-cutting ceremony tonight at the Knapp Center. Doors open at 6. Ceremony starts at 6:30.
Which, I guess that's about the best you can do, right? I mean, you can't go cutting down somebody else's nets when you're, you know, down in Springfield, Missouri.
Be kind of bad manners.
Sorry, taking your net. Yeah, I mean, ultimately, you want to either be at a tournament, right, in a tournament atmosphere, like at Arch Madness, or win that in your own building and win the conference title in your own building and cut down your own nets.
You know what? Otherwise, celebrate your opportunities in life. Yeah, they don't always come along that often, and nobody expected it to
be this year. That's for sure.
They share the conference championship. They should celebrate this. I'm glad they're doing it.
No doubt about it. It just so sucks that the Wilkins news.
I know.
Jeez.
You sounded just like this over Nick Norton, and they survived it, but at some point,
well, I wasn't
you're running
on
out
the
of
team at I, that I point. Know. I mean, yeah. Nick Norton was much easier to get over. I mean, they were just getting started. I mean, they looked promising.
And Admire can't play. He's got a broken wrist or broken hand.
Fourth and fifth metatarsals, right? A couple of bones in his hand.
Yeah, these two bones.
Punch in the wall.
The wall is undefeated.
Yes,
the wall is never lost to a human.
No, except in Mexico.
Trending Iowa, voters in Des Moines, West Des Moines, Altoona, Alleman, Pleasant Hill, and Windsor Heights will decide today whether to increase the sales tax from 6 to 7 cents per dollar. The increased revenue would go to lower property taxes, fund public safety, parks, libraries, and other government entities. Polls are open until 8 o'clock tonight.
Question, is this a...
Need to get on vote.
Do you consider this a humble brag when you see somebody, or just a vote, like I have the I voted sticker. Now, do you think that's like a humble brag, or do you think that's just a guy's proud he voted. He's proud of himself.
It's kind of a humble brag.
Yeah?
It's just a right that you've got that doesn't make you special. You didn't do anything special, really.
I just showed up and used my...
Just did what you were supposed to do.
Yeah, did you know, exactly.
You're American, you're hard-fought American,
you're,
right.
You're not a felon and you have an ID.
Right.
Right. Yep. Right. But I'm not a felon. I have an ID, and I exercise my right to vote.
I bet a lot of people see you with that today and think, like, man, that sticker's been on your coat for 5 months.
That guy better clean that coat.
What are you doing?
Jeez.
These weird off election, you know, when it's not the main election in November, the numbers are just crazy low.
Oh, yeah. It was actually higher when I walked in. It's 1 o'clock. There are six people at the table, and they're all voting volunteers. I'm the only one in the building. No one was coming or going, but I was surprised. I was the 113th ballot because it felt like it was going to be like number four. So
that there had even been 100 people in front of you before.
In the previous 5 hours, there had been 112 other people. So
this is going to have an effect on things and the stuff that your city needs to keep going. You need to get out there and vote.
That's it for Trending Iowa, powered by Carl Chevrolet Commercial Sales.
Three men have received prison sentences in the widespread college basketball recruiting scandal. It is called into question 24 schools that are caught up in this. Former Adidas executive James Gatto, business manager Christian Dawkins, and amateur league director Merle Code were convicted of conspiracy to commit wire fraud in October, according to the Associated Press. They are convicted of funneling illegal payments to families of recruits to Louisville, Kansas, and North Carolina State. So we know that college basketball, men's college basketball, has had a seedy underbelly for a long time. I don't know of anybody that's surprised that this was going on. The question kind of becomes, if it doesn't stick to the head coaches or the schools, do you care?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you fast forward through all those details that you just read, all those names, you don't care. You want to cut to the chase and say, will this affect those basketball teams?
Right, because like the judge, for instance, in the case of Louisville, the judge said it was clear that all kinds of steps were made to give Rick Pitino plausible denial, which is what we've been saying for years. That's how these things work. It's like you want to make sure the head coach can say, well, I had no idea this was going on.
His hand was never on the trigger.
Right. There's not a direct trail. Now, there's been some surprising details as it relates to Arizona, because there have been allegations that Sean Miller was on the phone, that they have his voice recorded. That's been alleged, maybe even been reported. I don't know exactly what has been said, but usually the coach is smart enough to not do anything on the phone or not do anything via email.
He's usually insulated by two or three different degrees of separation, right? I mean, it's not even his main assistant. It's some little peon that maybe he didn't even hire.
Right. And then that becomes your fall guy, right? If you need a fall guy. So on Tuesday, Gatto got 9 months in prison. Dawkins and Merle Code. There was a Merle on Hoosiers, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was Merle.
Merle?
Merle Code, though, that sounds like a country singer.
Merle Code?
Merle Code.
Out here to sing Plausible Denial. Please welcome Merle Code. Dawkins and Code, 6 months each. So prosecutors say the coaches teamed up with Adidas executives to trade hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes to influence star athletes' choice of schools, shoe sponsors, which is where the real money is, agents, and even tailors. So this is big money, especially with these one and dones, because you're trying not just to, you're not just thinking about the year, you're hoping to influence where they sign their shoe deal. Which is
it's funny how
crazy money.
Easy it is to figure out how to influence a young man, isn't it? Shoes, clothes, cars, women, money.
You just hit all
the
buttons.
Maybe a watch. Yeah, I mean, really. Maybe even a video game these days. We'll get your name on a video. I mean, really.
Best phone, whatever that is.
Men have never gotten any deeper, have we? Right, I mean, we've always just been about stuff, women, money. We are just, we are transparent.
We sure are. Cam Lard will play at West Virginia. Were we ever told what the rules violation? We probably weren't, right?
No. Okay. Steve Prohm, when he met with the media yesterday, said that he expected him to play. He said he and Cam were going to meet before practice yesterday, and as long as that meeting went the way Prohm expected it to go, that Cam would make the trip and be available against West Virginia. Nick Wyler-Babbé, game-time decision, and I think the word Prohm used yesterday was iffy. Very iffy.
Well, and you can be iffy again. West Virginia's terrible. I mean, it's the worst terrible team in the Big 12. They've been depleted by suspensions, injuries. I mean, not even Huggy Bear can save this team. So, be able to win at West Virginia.
You do get the feeling, though, like, because this, it feels like the Iowa-Nebraska game over the weekend, right, where Iowa should go to Nebraska, a place where Nebraska has just gotten run out of their own gym several times. Penn State beat them by, like, 25 over there. But you get the feeling that
full of quit,
that these teams, right, West Virginia and Nebraska, there may be there's a chance that they're like, man, we could salvage just one little bit of our season. We could get one more win against a team that's going to the tournament. These teams coming in are playing terrible right now. We can get them. Maybe that's just the pessimistic. I've gone from optimistic Hawkeye fan to a pessimistic Hawkeye fan. It happened pretty quickly. But
we've seen some really inexplicable losses from these teams in our time here on the radio show.
Jeez, right? That's
you
the truth.
You did not see it coming.
Right.
And there was no excuse for it.
And some wins.
Well, yeah, no doubt about it.
But the losses leave more of a mark.
Well, the losses are the ones that leave you reaching for the nut cup, right? I mean, they're the ones that they hold. There's a little doubt in the back corner of your mind. And the history is what put it there, right?
Especially ones like these where you don't see it coming at all. Like, if you're an Iowa State fan, you're certain you're going to West Virginia tomorrow and blowing them out, right?
You should be. I mean, West Virginia's having a terrible season.
They're awful.
They beat Kansas at home.
I'm certain I was going to go to Lincoln.
That was five starters ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. Different part of the season, no doubt about it. But they did.
If I'm a Cyclone or Hawkeye fan right now, to your point, I'm not counting on anything at this point.
Right.
I mean, these teams are in a free fall, and they've got to get out.
Yes.
I mean, it's not a long free fall, but it's because of the time of year, you should be worried.
Everything is amplified. Right.
You can't go to the tournament going, we're going to flip a switch. I just know it.
And especially when you see the teams that they're losing to then get blown out.
Right,
Texas Tech just beat the crap out of Texas last night.
Or in TCU.
Yeah. TCU got beat by K-State last night.
Yeah. That drives you nuts. Teams that Iowa State has beaten.
Right.
Beating up on teams that they've been swept by.
Iowa State is number 25 in the coaches' poll. Iowa has two votes in the coaches' poll, zero in the AP poll. Iowa State, though, and the more important, the net rankings, Iowa State is still 18. So that still gets you a 5 seed.
However, Iowa State did that with the net rankings this year. They need to write that down on the back of the cupboard door so they can remember that.
Yeah, figure that out, Iowa.
Right by the poison control phone number so you can remember how to do that.
Losses
again, right?
Don't hurt them. Because, these analytics, that is crazy.
Worked. Right.
Iowa's number 41 in the net rankings.
They dropped like 12 spots with that loss, and they should. They got blown out by Rutgers. But, Iowa State, The one week they dropped like 3 spots with a terrible loss. I think it was the TCU at home, and jumped right back up to 13th with the win over whoever the hell they beat
at Kansas State.
The computers nothing against Iowa State. It's great. I'm glad this is happening. The computers absolutely love them.
Well, they had the good sense to lose at Texas. Iowa lost at home to Rutgers. That's the first quadrant 3 loss, right?
Outside of quadrant 1 for Iowa, yeah. Ooh,
yeah, Drake is 128. So Drake's going to have to win. We knew that. They're going to have to win the Missouri Valley Conference.
Can't get any traction in the Missouri Valley Conference.
In the NBA, the Pelicans have now won 3 games in a row, and that made head coach Alvin Gentry quite happy.
Obviously, they were hurting us on the pick and roll with both guys, with Favors. And Gobert rolling to the basket, but excuse me, I've been in there. I had a couple of beers. Sorry.
You earned it.
What did he say?
He couldn't quite gather his thoughts. I said, he finally just goes, well, I'm sorry. I've had a couple of beers.
Excuse me. I've been in a, I had a couple of beers. Sorry.
You heard it. Went in the locker room, celebrated a little bit.
Pounded him.
Yeah, he just went. He couldn't quite put his thoughts together.
Good for him.
Three.
No long, it is Mardi Gras.
Yeah, it is. That's right. Starts that's right.
Tonight, right?
Coming up and
tonight,
more.
Yeah. Tomorrow, yeah.
I saw Tigers out of the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Is he having injury problems again, or is it something else?
His neck is tight. His neck hurts.
Man.
But seriously, that one little piece of news, does that not send shivers down the spine of the entire golf season coming up?
Yes.
Because you saw he's as much a draw as he ever was.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it feels like all last season was kind of building up. You know, he got close in those last couple of majors, finally won that tournament late in the season. It's like it's all building up to going back to Augusta this year and winning another major. And, yeah, any setback is just like, oh, come on.
See, the injuries have killed Tiger Woods, right? I mean, he has struggled with them forever, and you know it's getting worse as he gets older. It gets much more likely that those end up just taking him out. But
and he can afford the best medical care and surgeons in the world, but man, once you start messing with the spine, you can't improve on God's design there with plates or rods or fusion or whatever. And he's had several surgeries. So with the torque a golf swing takes, he's gonna fight this as long as he plays golf. I wonder if he'll play on the senior tour someday. Or I'm sorry, the Champions Tour.
Yeah, maybe it's just too much to keep going.
Maybe. Gosh,
no, he's not going to need the money.
Will not need the money. No, even with all these given away, he won't need it.
Don't think he's joining the Navy SEALs.
I had a neck and upper back massage this weekend, birthday massage. But now, thanks to Robert Kraft.
Is it the Orchid of Asia Las Vegas?
By neck massage?
It was out in front of everybody. Everyone could see. No clothing was removed.
Like in the middle of one of those malls?
Yeah, no.
You got one of those massages?
No.
Like everybody's watching
just
you?
At the sports book, just right there in the chair. You lean forward and
at
boom.
The sports book?
Yeah.
Was it a guy?
No.
It was a woman?
It was a small woman, and she said, hard, medium, soft. Again, we're talking about neck massage here, just to be clear.
You're like, well,
all right,
let's start out soft, and we'll see how it goes from there.
I said,
you're talking about the massage.
I said, bring it. So
she really hurt you.
Jenny has a photo. At one point, she's like pulling on my shoulders, and her knee is like up on top. And she's putting everything into it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it felt good. Yeah, it felt good. And
you didn't go get like a pedicure or something, did you?
No. And this, I don't think I'd pick this for myself, but, you know, it was
a birthday present.
It was
present.
Signed, yeah, and it was very nice.
Is that one of those presents she got for you because she knew that you wanted it, but you wouldn't get it for yourself?
I think so. Yeah, but again, just to be clear, we're talking about a public place. And no asterisk.
No open sign glowing full at 10 p.m. on a Saturday.
Did you ever uncover any more whether those are asterisks or you think those are designated to be flowers there at the place where Robert Kraft allegedly flew his private plane in just to go to this place that charges $60?
I do not think that they are meant to be used as asterisks. I think they are in the stencil kit that the massage parlor bought to decorate their window. I think the asterisks were the thing closest to one of those little bullet points.
But again, if it was a bullet point, it'd be in the middle of the word, right? The asterisk.
Bullet point in the middle of the word?
Yeah, like I mean, it'd be centered top to bottom with the letters, right? Like a bullet point is centered.
This asterisk was up high?
Yeah, it's up where an asterisk would be. Right, it's up where like a wink.
That is full
body massage.
That's
wink,
quite wink. A witty wink from a place where the people probably don't even speak good English.
Like Snow Pea?
Yeah. Yeah. Like the menus at an Asian restaurant.
See, the report
shrimps
was the,
with
it was the
paint.
Day of the AFC Championship game. I don't know why that's so interesting. Like, I don't know what to take from that, but I find that very fascinating.
Just that you got time to break away from that crazy
that
busy day.
Day
to go do that. Yeah,
that's, you fly down there.
Yeah, that's very interesting to me too.
How about asterisk? Is it the most commonly mispronounced word as an asterisk?
Asterisk, yeah.
Asterisks.
Asterisk.
Asterisk. Asterisk. Like especially.
Especially. Yeah. It's especially. Irregardless. Gary Barta said that last week. He said irregardless. Like, man, somebody.
And just a double negative.
Yeah, somebody call aside your athletic director. Tell them that's not a word.
Egg specially is my favorite.
Egg specially.
Maybe even two G's on there.
Irregardless. Of what it is I've said here today, irregardless. What else is a double negative? Oh, man, that reminds me. Antonio Brown, like a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, we can't not worry about that.
He said he had a statement that had like four or five double negatives in it. So I'm not sure how it
Antonio
ended
Brown?
Out. Yeah. Do you remember that?
I didn't hear the sentence, so...
I'm going to find it for you, because it's like an all-timer. I mean, it has so many double negatives that it's fascinating.
You really try to unpack it and see
what
he meant.
Yeah, like, you want to solve it.
Right.
Like, does this end up saying what he intends it to say? It might.
Yeah.
Because...
Or maybe just says nothing. His position didn't move at all. Every negative was a double negative.
I'll find it for you. We'll have that when we come back, along with more and the play of the day.
Iowa.com.
It's time for the play of the day, powered by the fastest short track on the planet, Iowa Speedway.
Red Raider Nation on their feet inside United Supermarkets Arena. It's win 100 for Chris Beard in his D1 career. That's it. The final, Texas Tech 70, Texas 51.
Get your season tickets today.
That is the play of the day, and it's the Murph and Andy Show, 1460 KXNO. Okay, Andy, as promised here. We have the statement from Antonio Brown. He did this on Instagram Live. AD, if you would read the statement and see if you can unpack the double negatives here to see if this actually ends up saying what he wanted it to.
Yeah, here's the quote. Hey, if your team got guaranteed money, tell them call me. AB can't do no more unguarantees.
Can't do no more
unguarantees.
Okay.
Yeah, so
cannot do no more.
I can actually understand
unguaranteed.
That.
Unguaranteed. So does that end up equaling that
he wants guaranteed money only?
No, I know what he thinks it means,
right.
But does it work with the three double negatives, including unguaranteed, which is new to me?
So he
can't do any more deals that are not guaranteed.
Well, yeah, that's what he's trying to say. We get what he's trying to say. What is he actually saying?
Yes.
AB cannot do no more, so he can do unguarantees, right?
He can't do no more, so that means he can do more, right?
Yeah, so he can do more unguarantees.
So it does not end up working as intended.
No.
But we know what he means.
We know exactly what he means, yeah.
I don't think unguarantees is a word.
Wow. It is now.
American English is so sloshed up.
It's so overrated. Let's get to more.
It's time for more, brought to you by Lithia Volkswagen of Des Moines. I'm Scott Landreth, inviting you to get more savings, more selection, and more service only at Lithia Volkswagen. Visit DesMoinesVW.com. And now, back to Murph and Andy.
It's Fat Tuesday. Mardi Gras really begins today, right? Mardi Gras means Fat Tuesday.
Fat Tuesday. Okay.
Gets going today. They got the poles all greased up.
Fat Tuesday is also like a daiquiri, strip mall daiquiri place where you get slurpees that are loaded with alcohol and sugar.
You you get all fat today, and then Lent starts, right? We got Ash Wednesday tomorrow. Get started. A lot of churches doing stuff tonight, tomorrow. But Mardi Gras, they're all set to go. I've seen some of the parade floats. It's pretty interesting. And the king cakes being served around town today.
Yeah. Oh.
With the little plastic baby Jesus in there.
The baby cakes with a team that comes and plays here.
Yep, exactly.
Such an odd mascot.
That's what it is. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's collection of memorabilia from his Hall of Fame career fetched nearly $3 million at auction over the weekend. See some of the stuff that he auctioned off? I mean, it's like all of his good stuff, or a lot. I mean, he won a lot, right?
He strikes me as a guy who wouldn't care that much about his memorabilia.
Yeah, absolutely. And get this. He put 234 lots of memorabilia up for auction, including four of his six NBA championship rings, for sale through Golden Auctions. Much of the proceeds going to his Skyhook Foundation charity that helps kids learn about science, technology, engineering, and math. Looking back on what I've done with my life, instead of gazing at the sparkle of jewels or gold plating, celebrating something I did a long time ago, I'd rather look into the delightful face of a child holding their first caterpillar and think about what I might be doing for their future. What a cool dude.
Very cool.
He's always been really thoughtful. He's
a serious dude.
He's always serious. Yeah, going back all the way to his discussions with John Wooden. He's sit down and talk all the time.
Yep. There's now an Argentinian restaurant here in the greater Des Moines area, in the Des Moines metro.
I've never been to Argentina. What kind of food are we serving at Argentinian restaurant?
Usually Argentinian food is a lot of steak. I mean, they eat a lot of meat down there. A lot of ranching going on. But Argentina has all sorts of transplanted Europeans. It's kind of like America over there. It is a huge Jewish population. A lot of Germans over there. But they speak Spanish, obviously. And it's a South American country. And this, by my count, it's called Al Punto, by the way, is the fourth South American restaurant to open in the metro recently. Got the two Brazilian restaurants.
I've hit one of those.
There's a Peruvian restaurant, too, right down here on Ingersoll. Peruvian joint. South America in the house!
And this looks more like it's the style of like the Brazilian restaurant where they bring food around and kind of as you want it you get more. And
they bring some little like a tabletop grill, like
shave that meat grill right onto your plate.
I don't know if they have that big skewer. I don't know if they have the big skewer where they cut the slices off or not. But man, they bring the meat, set it right down on the table in front of you. We set the clocks back this weekend.
So we
can't get over it. We're already springing forward.
So we gain an hour
lose
sleep.
An hour.
We lose an hour. Lose an
shouldn't
hour.
Shouldn't this? Yeah. Shouldn't this? We just push this back though until there's at least like some melting of the snow. Let's just put spring off until we can actually spring.
It's melting a little bit. I need it now. I need something. I mean, Mardi Gras that helps me a little bit.
All this is going to do is make it lighter later so you see the snow and ice longer.
The glare longer. Yeah, right. That is true.
I'm on a short leash as is. I need Ed Wilson in the nuts. So
well done, by the way.
Yes, right.
I can't.
If you could do that again, I'd appreciate it.
I can. I'm on warning.
Well, I don't think they have anything to do with the clock springing ahead.
Yeah, but it's just his point is that it's too soon because of this awful winter weather.
It's been absolutely terrible. We're supposed to get more snow on Thursday. More snow on Thursday.
Like 4 inches?
Yeah, like 1 to 4 inches.
Wait, this Thursday?
Yes.
Yeah, like 2 days from now.
Yes.
There's going to be more snow.
And then rain over the weekend in the 30s, mid-30s. Just awful weather this weekend. Oh, the hits just keep on coming. 15 years ago today, here's your number one song of the pop charts.
Yeah! Okay.
Make you think of The Hangover.
Yeah.
How many times you walked into a bar and this is playing? Or it plays at some point while you're in there?
A lot, yeah.
Saw this playing at Denny Arthur's. Did you see that playing at Denny Arthur's when we went there that one night, Andrew?
Absolutely.
See a bunch of old white people out on the encouraged to get out on the dance floor to this.
This plays hourly at Denny Arthur's,
holding up the tray tables,
raising the roof,
driving the bus.
You looked out of the dance floor, and 90% of the people on the dance floor should not have been there.
Oh yeah,
and had people in the audience saying, "Well, you know, she's had too many."
Well, they're having fun. Let them have their fun.
They are having fun.
And I'm having fun watching.
Yeah, right. And we are too. New report by Air Visual of 3,000 cities around the world ranks the world's most polluted cities. This is always interesting to me. Gurugram, India, ranks number one for the second straight year as the dirtiest city in the world. It's a suburb of the capital city of Delhi, New Delhi. Get this, though. 7 of the top 10 most polluted cities on the face of the earth are in India. 7 of the top 10. 15 of the top 20 are in India.
That's not on the travel brochure.
The top 67 most, like all 67. You have to go 67 deep to find a city that is not in India, China, Pakistan, or Bangladesh. All from that area of the world. That is how polluted that area is. Wow. India and China, I know their economies are booming. That's the downside to a booming economy. You just get those factories belching out filth 24/7, unregulated. 7 million people will die from this pollution. Jeez. in these countries. 7 million people. Okay, job interview faux pas. What's the plural of faux pas? Faux pas's?
Faux pas.
It's actually the same. It's faux pas.
Faux pas works faux pas's, for one or many.
Faux pas is the plural.
Faux pas.
That's it.
So this is many faux pas.
You pronounce the S. That's your plural. Faux pas and faux pas.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Right, there you go.
You put the... So this
you
would
just,
be
you just, many you don't, faux you pas. You don't add any letters. You just say the S.
It's not menopause. It's faux pas.
No. Definitely not menopause. This is according to a job recruitment firm Robert Half. These are the things that some people do in job interviews, and it's an immediate turnoff. Yep. Some of these are understandable. Some of these, it's hard to believe somebody does this.
Like eating chips.
Right. Well, the number one is a limp handshake. That starts off the job interview. You go in there, you hand them a dead fish, and you are not getting that job. Unless they're desperate. I mean, a limp handshake?
The dead fish is just, I mean, you got to...
Especially if it's clammy.
Yeah, talk to your kids really early. Fishy. Don't let them become a
bad shaker.
Yeah, don't let them hand out dead fish.
That shake is important.
It's a big turnoff. Eye contact, couple of pumps, maybe not three pumps.
Three is too many. Like you try to take the guy's arm with you.
Yeah.
Woman, whoever.
Yeah, and don't break their hand. Remember Biff Hammer had like a hand injury from somebody that squeezed
shook
his hand
too
hard.
Yeah, those people. Yeah,
don't be that person. But firm handshake.
You got to kind of look that hand, your hand, into their hand. You got to kind of look, because if you miss or they grab too early, I hate it when people do that. They grab too early, you end up feeling like the Queen of England.
Yeah, you don't want just the fingers.
Just the finger. What are you doing, man? You're going to shake my hand, not kiss
now
it.
Now it's weird. Now it's weird between us.
Wait until, you know, the crotch of your thumb meets the crotch of their thumb.
Yeah. Wait till you got a double crotch.
Get it all the way in there. Get a double crotch shot. Where are we here? Yeah. First impressions count a lot. Weak handshake, one of the most common interview issues. Many candidates giving off the impression that they're fragile and unconfident based solely on their handshake. Chewing gum. Old habits seem to die hard. A surprising number of job applicants chew gum during their interviews, including many experienced professionals, lowering their chances of being accepted for their dream job.
That's crazy to me.
Chewing gum.
Walk in chewing gum.
Yeah, just because, I mean, people chew gum subconsciously.
Yeah.
I think they forget that they're chewing
it. I have gum in every morning on Today in Iowa. I got a piece of gum in my mouth.
Yeah. Really?
Zubin Mahenty will go through like an entire pack of gum during SportsCenter.
We have a new gum lover, Mark Freund.
He's a gummer.
He brings in supplies.
Is
just
sugarless?
It's sugarless, but anytime
well, that's
you
good.
Need,
I can see John. Can't you see Sears just chewing?
Oh,
like
yeah, Sears
bubble good. Yum or
oh, Sears
bubble.
Would just be eating candy.
Yeah,
just over there
he
eating candy.
Like gum.
Yeah,
oh, he doesn't like gum.
I'm guessing not because he's not
can't swallow
400
it.
Pounds with no teeth.
Yeah, man.
Ignoring the dress code, flat shoes for women, or extremely tall heels for women.
Just coming in pumps. Just coming in like stilettos.
Stilettos
and a high cut skirt. That's probably not a good idea. Mandem on tank tops probably out.
I did read somewhere where it's better for women to have heels that are a little too high than too short.
Really?
Yes.
What's the thinking on that? It all seems
makes
cool.
you a little taller and a little bit more confident looking, I guess, in yourself. But yeah, you get too high, looks like maybe you're going to another job afterwards, like one on a pole. Don't want that. Unusual attire sends a wrong impression during job interviews, as well as unprofessional clothing, outdated or overly trendy clothing can affect your first impression and ruin an interview.
So it can be outdated, but it can't be too cool.
Yeah, it's got to be somewhere in the middle.
Perfect, like middle part.
I think that sweet spot's probably pretty wide.
Yeah, you got to
easy to hit.
If you're a guy,
can't wear the Affliction T-shirt. Don't do that.
The really tight skinny jeans.
No.
Might want to stay away from that. Or the peg pants, or you just went a little too far with your haircut. Like,
yeah.
you're proud that you found a cool barber, but you can't stop getting adjustments to the point where it no longer looks like a haircut. It looks like an art piece.
Like it's all shaved. It looks like a poodle going to the Westminster dog show.
You got to take a step back.
If poodles are jealous of your hair,
yes.
Yeah, don't go into a job interview with that do. You got to find the sweet spot. You need to watch how you dress. I mean, it needs to be formal, not too formal though. I mean, remember in Step Brothers when they went in with tuxedos on?
I'm just looking to hire guys that I don't mind hanging out with for like 12 hours a day. You guys seem like cool guys. You got hair similar to mine. You wear tuxedos to the interview. That's funny. It's ironic. I get that. You're kind of underplaying the whole formality of it. I think that's funny as hell. So let's do this. You know, you guys are hired. You're in, you know, unless you're like the weirdest guys ever and I don't see it.
Great.
Was that a fart?
I don't know.
I can taste it.
Okay, I'll be honest with you. I did fart.
That onion and ketchup. Okay, now the tuxedos seem kind of f***ed up.
Just, they're trying not to get
watch your
job.
Manners, too.
Yeah,
they're trying not to get it. They flagged the interview.
They took it too far.
That's your more, everybody.
I got one more for you, Andy. It just came out today. It is the Game of Thrones trailer, the new one.
Our enemy doesn't tire. Doesn't stop. Doesn't feel. I promise to fight for the living. I intend to keep that promise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can't tell what's going on from that. So what, did you get any hint?
So you see the dragons flying over Winterfell.
Okay.
Watch it here.
You see Jon Snow and Daenerys Targaryen kind of together in the crypts of Winterfell.
Yeah. She goes to Winterfell.
So you can tell that, Daenerys and her dragons have made landfall in Westeros, which is something that we've kind of been waiting to happen really since the beginning of season one.
It's been so long since I saw last season.
They've been in Westeros.
They
were in Westeros last season.
Is that where
it
ended?
They were on Dragonstone, and then they
okay.
Then they came all the way across and roasted the Lannister army.
That's right. That's right.
I need a one-hour refresher.
Almost killed Jaime.
Yeah, the problem is there is no one-hour refresher. There's like a 60-hour refresher.
I know.
And it takes a really long time to watch.
I just need like a one-hour. Remember when you were watching this 10 years ago? It's been so long.
But they do kind of show, you know, Brianna Tarth and the Onion Knight and all these guys, you know, like lining up with an army at the wall and, you know, Arya is there. They show Sansa. They show all the main people.
It's like six movies.
Cersei is sipping wine on the Iron Throne. Jaime Lannister's out there fighting. He said, you know, that was his voice at the end. I promised I would fight for the living, and I intend to keep that promise.
Well, Daenerys has really gone 180 degrees, right? Because she was buck naked in the desert early on, and now she is
fully clothed,
wearing like multiple Gore-Tex layers.
She's had an interesting story arc.
There's a cool scene where you see the dragons kind of swooping through what looks like north of the wall.
Yeah.
So like they go back up there and
I
maybe
can't
fight
believe
that
I'm watching
ice,
something
ice
with
dragon.
Dragons fighting ice people.
You remember how much you bucked against this?
Yes.
At first?
Oh, yeah. You
for
kicked,
so long,
kicked
I mean,
and
years,
screamed about it.
Years.
I just could not be convinced to watch something that had dragons and White Walkers.
Right.
But then
it sucked you in.
It sucked me. It took
it's
took
so
two episodes.
Good.
Watching season one though of Game of Thrones, you're reminded, like, well, first of all, it wasn't a sensation out of the gate. It did well, but, like, the production costs are so much lower than they are now. Now they're essentially making a full-blown movie every time out,
yes.
Which is why we're down to six, right? Six episodes?
And they're all going to be more than an hour.
Jeez.
I can't wait.
I think yeah. A couple of them might be an hour and a half.
And people who are not watching this are just so annoyed hearing anyone else talk
wait,
about
just
it.
Just wait till April, man.
Look out.
If you're not watching, just shut off.
I'm so envious of those people, though, that have never seen it. Think about it. You could watch the entire thing again, fresh.
I probably could anyway. I bet I've forgotten a lot. I should do it.
You do forget. Yeah, I've been rewatching the earlier seasons, too.
I think there's a decent chance this will be the last show that I watch week to week. I watch each week and kind of live with the rest of the world as this season goes on.
Yeah, I was watching...
Because everything else is just binge, right?
I was watching the 2000s on Netflix. Yeah, I watched the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, so I was watching the 2000s. And it made the point, and I think this is accurate, said the first bingeable show might have been 24... Because people started doing, and I was one of these people that did this, instead of watching the show week to week, just waited for the DVDs to come out so you could watch like all 24 episodes right. In a week or so. And there were a lot of people that started doing that, and that was kind of the first sign of the way people want to watch them. They don't want to watch it. They don't want to wait a week.
Yeah.
When that clock goes off at the end of the episode, you want to start the next one right away.
Well, you would do that with HBO shows, right? I mean, maybe you didn't get in on The Sopranos early, so you bought two seasons worth, and then you binge those and caught all the way up to where they were now, and then
yes.
You watched week to week.
Yep, you did. That's true. When we come back, Uncle Drew.
In Plus Now.
Back on the Murph and Andy Show, 1460 KXNO on a Tuesday. Thank you for being with us. We appreciate it. And it's time now for the Andrew Downs audio drop of the day, the AD Squared.
Yeah, I found this interesting. Kyrie Irving was meeting with the press, and he talked a little bit about his celebrity status and how he's uncomfortable with it. Now, remember, this is Kyrie Irving, who left Cleveland to be the star player on his own team and who starred in a movie just last year. Here's what he had to say.
I said it before, but I didn't really come into this game to be cameras in my face, you know, be famous, be a celebrity, wherever embodies that. So it's a little hard for me. You know, I wanted those things when I was younger, but now at this point in my career, I just want to play basketball at a very, very high level. And, you know, the distractions that come within the team sometimes can get overwhelming. And I'm human, so, and I just try not to let it seep into, you know, my teammates.
This is one of the all-time most unaware statements that the guy, because Kyrie Irving, for all of his flat earth nonsense, he's a bright guy. He's a thoughtful guy.
Yeah.
He's an interesting guy.
And it would be human to be distracted by that stuff and to be affected by it a little bit. Absolutely.
Absolutely. These guys are huge celebrities now. When they go into another town, there's all kinds of distractions, cameras, paparazzi, all of that. But this guy just made a movie called Uncle Drew.
Where he's the star.
He's the star where he plays an old man playing basketball. And that invites all of the things he just said he wants no part of.
He didn't want to be second fiddle to LeBron in Cleveland, so he goes to Boston to become the face of the organization, and he's going to complain about cameras in his face.
He goes to a place that has even more of a microscopic view of basketball.
It's one of the
tradition.
Iconic franchises of the NBA history.
And he makes a movie called Uncle Drew starring him.
Based on the commercials in which he starred in.
Another step, another point. Yeah, some real lack of awareness there. Time for quickie poll results presented by WCI Pools and Spas.
Does women's basketball deserve more attention from fans and media in Iowa? 66% say yes, we should care more. 34% say no. Some interesting comments underneath. Cody says we should care more and cover more, but only because they're doing well. As soon as they start doing poorly, we will forget about them again.
Royal Mile Inbox, Theodore writes, I am envious of anyone who has never watched The Wire. It's a Mount Rushmore series. That's going to do it for the Murph and Andy Show, but not for 1460 KXNO. The Sports Fanatics are up next.